Testing, testing.
Welcome to Light Warrior Radio. Hello, hello. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Kann, and I'm the best-selling author of Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. And my goal is to help you as a highly sensitive person or a conscious person to really manifest the life of your dreams, whether that's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. And if you don't already have my freebie, which is called the Sensitive Soul Empowerment Guide, you can get it at sensitivesoulguide.com. All one word, sensitivesoulguide.com. And today I have a very special guest. It's a friend of mine and a colleague of mine, and she's going to be talking to us about the GenTouch Holistic Fertility Method for couples who want to have a baby, have been trying and doing all sorts of things, but it has not worked for them. And so I'm super excited to have with me Genevieve Siegel today, because there are a lot of couples out there who have been trying to get pregnant, doing everything they know to do. You know, they're maybe taking, you know, injections, or they may be taking vitamins, and, you know, seeing all these different doctors and what some people call the doctor roadshow, but they're getting frustrated because it's just not happening. And so there's just more to fertility than meets the eye. It's not just about the eggs. It's not just about the sperm. It's really about a transformational journey. And so how can we get from feeling frustrated and stressed and crazed out to really feeling calm and confident in control of your fertility, if you're a woman or if you're, you know, a male partner, you know, to support that whole process. So super excited to have Genevieve on the show today. And I met Genevieve as part of the Wellness Leadership Academy, and her and I are wellness leaders in that group. And a little while ago, we were in Hawaii, when we could all travel. We were in Hawaii, and I listened to her talk. She did a speech about this, and I was like, wow, this is so amazing. People need to know about this. I was just so thrilled that we could finally get our schedules together and, you know, have her on the show today. So if you have a question for Genevieve, you can definitely call in live. If you're on the live show, the number to call in and ask a question is 818-514-1190. Hit 1 so we know your hand is up. Again, it's 818-514-1190 and hit 1. And we'll be, for those of you with the hand up, or I'm going to be opening the chat, who have a question, you can definitely put it in there. We'll be opening up the phone lines a little bit later. And, you know, despite that there's a global pandemic going on, you know, there are people out there that still have this amazing, strong desire to have a baby. It's like in their heart of hearts. But they're suffering, and we want to be able to help them. So today we're going to talk about what is like a holistic fertility approach, and why is it so vital. We're also going to be talking about what tools are available to support women and couples with fertility issues, and what a holistic fertility empowerment expert does. Like, what do they actually do? How they can really help you with the steps necessary to navigate you along your fertility journey with more calm and confidence. So without further ado, my friend Genevieve, hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Thank you for being on the show today. Yes, we can hear you loud and clear. And we would love to know, you know, what, and because it's so interesting, I wanted to have you share it from your perspective rather than me say it, but share with us your journey. How did you become, you know, a holistic fertility empowerment coach? Like, what was that journey like for you?
Well, it actually started in my quote-unquote past life as an accountant. I was an accountant, believe it or not, at age 29, and I was a controller of a $50 million steel company. And I caused myself to get really sick, and I almost died of an asthma attack. And then I went back to work, and I became the first woman CFO of that $50 million steel company. And then I caused myself to have stabbing pain in my right side. And so I went to my doctor, my OBGYN, and she thought it might be cancer, so she did a laparoscopic surgery and found out it was endometriosis. And so she's like, okay, we can do Depo-Lupron, which is a medication that can help with, supposedly help with endometriosis. And basically how I look at it is it put me through a mini menopause at the age of 29. And I basically went through, you know, like hot flashes and whatnot, but it shut down my estrogen, shut down everything. And then she's like, okay, well, that didn't work, so let's do surgery. So I did surgery, and we took out the endometriosis. And then she's like, well, why don't you just get pregnant? And I'm like, oh, I'm married, and you know, really want to have a baby, and I have a successful job. It's perfect timing. So we tried to get pregnant, and they told me I was anovulatory infertile. And now, thinking back at it and being in the fertility field, I was like, well, you put me through a mini menopause, so of course I'm not
right.
But back then I didn't know any better. I was just like, I'm going to listen to what my doctor says. And so she put me on Clomid to make me ovulate. And I am super, super sensitive to medications, and I didn't realize how sensitive I was. And I started having anxiety with, and then all of a sudden it started turning into a panic attack. And how I knew it was a panic attack is because I thought I was having an asthma attack and thought I was dying again. And I went to the ER, and they put me on all these, you know, all these meds for the asthma attack. And my doctor's like, you're not having an asthma attack. And so they called my allergy doctor, and he's like, she's having a panic attack right now. And so I endured panic attacks on and off for 6 years. And
wow.
Yeah, it was the most horrific experience that I have ever experienced. And I couldn't eat, I couldn't drink, I couldn't sleep. All my fears came to life. I couldn't even leave my house. And my poor ex-husband had to endure all of that. And I was on and off of all kinds of meds, you know, and they numbed me out, or I took like, what's it called? Xanax. And it literally knocked me out cold, and then I woke up with a pounding headache, and my panic attacks just surged even worse. So that was quite a nightmarish road. And so I kind of forgot about my fertility issues and everything else. And I moved back to California, and I found this friend, and he's like, you need to go to massage school or holistic healing school and just calm your nerves. And I'm like, oh, okay. I had no
right,
idea what that
accountant,
was.
Right, you're an accountant. You're saying to do this.
Yeah. And okay. Somebody's telling me to do this. And I'm like, and I used to get massages, and I used to be so disconnected from my body, as I call it now. I mean, my shoulders as hard as rock, but they had to grind in me before I could feel anything. So I was like, okay, I don't know what this is going to do for me, you know. And so I went to holistic healing school, and I was like, intuitively, I just knew this one school, the School of Healing Arts, was perfect for me. But I researched all other schools, and I went back to this school. And oh my gosh, Karen, it was like, talk about transformational journey. I was so like sitting in my head before, and I was like, what is this yin yang stuff? What is this energy stuff? What is this, you know, feely stuff, you know? I was like, I just didn't get it. I was like, I don't understand, you know? And then I was taking a Zen Touch Shiatsu class, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh my God, I felt the cool inside the person's body. And I'm like, oh, I can balance it with the hot, or the hardness with the softness. And I'm like, oh, I get it.
Wow. Cool.
And my teacher's like, now you're in the flow. And so I released so much negative energy and so many emotional, you know, energy. As my other teacher says, your issues are in your tissues. So I released so much negative stuff that happened to me in my past, in my childhood. I released so much of that. And it was like an awakening. I finally woke up and I was like, oh, there's my spirit. This is what I need to be doing. This is my calling. You know, if I can heal from this, I can help others to heal from this.
Beautiful.
Yes. And then I still had painful menses and the severe endometriosis, which they found out I had. And so then I found the Art Vigo techniques of Maya abdominal therapy. and they just took one more layer and just released more negative energy in my pelvis, in my uterus, and found out that my first brain is my uterus. And the Mayan culture believes, yeah, I know, right?
Wow,
so
yeah.
The Mayan culture believes that the woman's first brain is her uterus. And if her uterus is tip-tilted or displaced or prolapsed, which many women's uteris are, then the woman's going to be off balance some way, somehow, mentally, emotionally, physically, or spiritually. So I went through that training, and I released even more stuff, and it felt like this exorcism of...
Wow.
Yeah, it was
And this is
powerful.
The Arvigo massage, because I don't know anything about it.
Yes, it's the Arvigo techniques of Maya abdominal therapy. My teacher, Rosita Arvigo, learned from a Mayan shaman down in Belize how to do this technique. And he actually wouldn't teach it to her because she was a gringa, and he was afraid she was going to take it away and like kind of dilute it and forget about his people. So she had to promise him that she would take care of his people, and that she would pass this on in its pure form. Like, she could add on her own stuff, her knowledge of naturopathy. She added that on, but she created this Arvigo techniques of Maya abdominal therapy with the knowledge from all these shamans down in Belize, and just bridged the gap between Western medicine and ancient, you know, wisdom. So I took that training, and like I said, like an exorcism happened, and I ended up getting pregnant during the training because I met this beautiful spiritual man, and like I was so free and flowing and open. And so, yeah, so I strongly believe that, you know, not just, you know, fertility, but health and well-being is about, you know, the whole person, attending to the whole person, you know, their mind, their body, their spirit, their emotions, because, you know, we are not just, you know, bodies. We are
right.
not
We're
just
not
spirits.
Just machines. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was just peeling away the layers of my stuff that I, you know, brought into my life to teach me these lessons so I can teach others and empower others how to heal themselves. And so it's been a beautiful, exciting journey. And yeah, and I've been doing it for 14 years and loving every minute of it, and helping many, many people who were told they couldn't get pregnant, never get pregnant, or had miscarriages, or all kinds of issues, and we end up helping them to get pregnant, you know. And it's a beautiful place to help people, because as you were saying in my intro, and I realized, it's like, it's a very primal feeling to want a baby. And I'm going to get emotional. Because, you know, I have that, and I understand it, you know, because it's like, I mean, I just was watching the show where the babies were being born, and I'm 54, and I was like, wow, you know, like, I won't get to experience that in this lifetime, you know, but I get the joy of helping other people to experience that. And not everybody, you know, it's maybe not in everybody's path. And that's something that I've realized too, and it wasn't in my path, you know. My spiritual path, I should say. So,
you got pregnant. You didn't end up having a child.
No, I ended up miscarrying like 2 weeks after. You know, I knew that I was pregnant. Like, I just knew my body just felt so different. Like, my breasts were as hard as rock, and you know, and I just just felt different. I just knew I was pregnant, you know, and then I ended up, you know, miscarrying. But just the fact that I could even get pregnant, because the doctors were telling me I couldn't, you know, and so
right.
I'm like, this is some powerful stuff.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, I went through a miscarriage as well, but I wasn't planning to get pregnant.
Oh, wow.
But I realize now, looking back, that I can understand why it wasn't part of my path, because of what I have to, you know, what I'm dealing with now, who I'm healing, what I'm healing, the intensity of it, that I really wouldn't have that amount of attention and time to help the world if I had a baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have a godchild now, though, so.
Yes.
That part is totally cool, and then I totally, you know, blessed. I'm totally okay with it, but, you know, I was, like, questioning it at the time. Like, what's going on here? And it's so wonderful that you've been able to help other couples you know, have their baby. So tell us a couple of stories. I mean, you know, without saying names, you know, about some
not.
Of your experiences.
Oh, my gosh, I've had so many beautiful experiences. One of them that comes to mind always is a 42-year-old woman came in, and she had tried to get pregnant on her own. So it's not just couples, it's single women that often want to have babies. They're like, I don't have time to find a partner. I want to have a baby. So, So she tried for like 7 years doing IUIs by herself and didn't have any success. And then she tried, she finally fell in love, found the man of her dreams and tried naturally, still didn't have any success. And then she started coming in for acupuncture and taking some herbs and, you know, feeling pretty good. And I thought she would get pregnant with that. And she came in to see me and she's like, I've been trying everything. She's like, what do I need to do? And as much as, you know, I love her to death, but she was a bit controlling, like even like when her session, she was like, I have my own way of relaxing, so I don't really want to, you know, hear your meditations. And she, you know, didn't want to do certain things. And I'm like, okay, whatever, you know, I'll just roll with it. I meet my clients where they are. And I always provide them a nice safe space to just decompress, express themselves, you know, allow themselves to heal. And so anyway, we had a few sessions. And then her mom said she should do IVF. You got to try everything because she was 42. You got to try everything. So she's scheduled to do IVF. They're like, oh, you have great eggs. Everything looks great and all this stuff and blah, blah, blah. And she did two sessions of IVF with the acupuncture, with my sessions, because what I do complements any Western medicine as well. And so she tried everything and still didn't succeed. And she's like, Genevieve, what do I need to do? I said, do everything possibly to be holistically healthy, so mind, body, spirit, and emotions, and then let go. And she's like, I don't know how to do that. I'm like,
Peggy.
Believe me, being an ex-accountant and all very driven, letting go was like a four-letter word. I'm like, oh, I don't know how to do that. So that's why I do. Yeah, so
I hear that one. That's
why I always like allow a safe space, and I do breathing and visualization or hypnotherapy and NLP, so I can get my clients to completely relax. I really feel like we have all the answers we need inside of us. We just need to be able to access that. So I told her to let go, and so she still came in to see me a couple more times, and then she disappeared for a month, and she came back. She's like, I'm pregnant. And I'm like,
wow.
Naturally? And she's like, yes. I said, what'd you do? She's like, I let go. I finally surrendered. And I got chills right now thinking about it, because I'm like, she was 42, you know. Oh, my God. And I'm like, you know, and still to this day, like, I would go to her, you know, her little girl's birthday parties, because I feel like now I have tons of kids out there, because I've helped, you know, so many women to get pregnant, and just this beautiful connection. And I ended up being her doula as well, even though that's not what I really do, but I have this such a deep connection with my clients that, you know, I want to, you know, give them a nice, you know, introduction for their baby to come into the world. And And I do a pregnancy massage as well. So I take them through the whole entire journey from preconception through postpartum, you know. And, so that's just one of them.
Great.
Yeah, and so then I also have clients who are as young as 28 who, you know, just have severe endometriosis and all these things that they didn't even know they had. And they didn't know all the things that, you know, I could offer them, because, like I said, it complements, you know, anything Western medicine, acupuncture, or anything that they do. So she was doing acupuncture. She was doing Western medicine, doing IVF. And she started to come see me and realize that she was super, very confident in herself and her abilities as an accountant, but really wasn't confident in her self in her body, and was a perfectionist. And I'm sure you can relate to this too, Karen.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. A recovering perfectionist myself. Yes,
yeah, me too. And she just had to do everything perfect. So it, in my mind and my opinion, it's like it causes a lot of rigidity into your body. So you're more contracted, so you're not free flowing. And so then, you know, it causes some pathology in your body. And constantly being in that fear state, that fight or flight syndrome, because you're afraid you're going to mess up, or you're afraid you're not good enough. And it's, you know, it all goes back to feeling good enough about yourself. And so that affects your adrenals, and in Chinese medicine, fear and anxiety affects your kidneys and your bladder, which is all interrelated. And so all the energy and all the blood flow is supporting your kidneys and your adrenals, and it's not supporting your uterus or your digestive system, because if you're running away from a tiger, you don't need to reproduce or, you know, eat food or digest food. You need to run. So unfortunately, when you are constantly fearing that you're going to mess up or you're not perfect enough, you're constantly in that fight or flight syndrome. And so So I ended up doing a lot of hypnotherapy with NLP, neuro-linguistics programming, because our subconscious mind records everything from in utero. And so her mom and dad were perfectionists, so she not only, you know, genetically or, you know, was predisposed to that conditioning, she epigenetically, so her cellular level was at that perfectionist level. So her adrenals were being affected by it, so her reproductive. So I did the hypnotherapy session, and, you know, so do you know about neuro-linguistics programming?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm not certified in it, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I got certified in it because I realized that I'm really good at attending to the emotional and the spiritual and the physical, but when you have these preconditions, limitations that you think your body has or your soul has or you have, then you will, those will be blocks in your body if you have it in your subconscious mind. And so my teacher says we're playing on old tapes, so rather than really working with the present and what's going on in the present, we're rolling on old tapes like I'm not good enough or all these things that we're conditioned to believe about ourselves that are not true. So I did some NLP hypnotherapy, and so you remember the lessons from an event, you remember the event, but we take the emotional sting out of an event, and suddenly it's just a story. So just by releasing these stories, she was able to flow better and, you know, be more, love herself more. And it's like, wow, I am a really amazing person and I have this beautiful body, you know? And so, you know, she let go of so much stuff and she was like, wow, you know, I, you know, feel so much better, you know, and so much calmer. And so, she ended up doing her, you know, and it's amazing to be very specific about what you wish for and ask for and put in your mind, because we kept saying, let's hope the baby sticks this time, because the IVF wasn't sticking per se. You know, she was having blighted ovums and whatnot. So we said, let's let the baby stick. And this is, I mean, we can laugh about it now, but they tried to do the IVF and the embryo stuck to the needle, the insertion mechanism. Sorry, I'm not speaking right, but it stuck to the equipment. And so it didn't really, they ended up getting it in there, but it was like, it didn't really work. And so the next time she had the IVF, I'm like, okay, I'm going to be a little more specific.
Been there, done that, yeah.
On our manifestations, let's let it stick in your uterus in a very healthy way.
Right,
so,
right.
So then finally, after all this work she did, and she did, you know, like not only all the stuff that she did with me and acupuncturist and the IVF doctor that was like all about doing things with low meds, she did like internal PT work, and she just, you know, her body and soul, you know, she needed that to have a baby. And so now her baby is 6 months old, even though I haven't met him in person. I've seen all the pictures, and it's just like, I love being part of somebody's, you know, fertility team.
That's amazing.
You know? Yes, it's
oh my god.
Yeah. Yes, it's very joyful.
So amazing. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like there's so much this trend, if you will. I'm sure, you know, you see a lot of it as well. I do, but not in the fertility sense, but that there's these very, very driven, successful women.
Mm-hmm.
You and I could be in that category, you know. And that whole yin yang, that femininity, masculinity thing, our society is really structured to reward masculine energy,
mm-hmm.
like
yep.
these achievements and, you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, science, and, you know, it's
mm-hmm.
it's not so much about like how well, you know, how well did you do in art school, you know, like it's not that feminine, or what grade did you get, you know, what grade did you get in dance, and, you know, it's, but even grading is masculine, right? Even
mm-hmm.
grading
mm-hmm.
an A+ or what is a masculine concept or construct.
Yeah.
And so we lose this feminine energy and this flow that you keep talking about, this flow. And I can totally see where, you know, I mean, it's for the highest grade is good, but I can totally see where that feminine flow couldn't happen at the time when I was pregnant. Because
mm-hmm.
I was the main breadwinner. I, you know, was the one that kind
yep.
of controlled everything that happened in the family. You know, I was
yep.
the one that had the house, like all these things. And
yep.
it was really, really challenging to let go and to be able to not be so responsible.
Yes, that, yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And so I just having someone like you as an expert coach, just being able to, you know, see these patterns like right away, you know,
yeah.
in someone that we can't even see ourselves, and being
mm-hmm.
able to gently, you know, guide us through and mentor us through and help us release those things that are subconscious, those recordings, those things we don't even know that are there.
Yeah.
It's so incredibly valuable because, I mean, I could not see it at the time. You know, I couldn't see it at the time, and I'm pretty expert at what I do, you know. I mean, for my own stuff, I mean, I couldn't see it at the time. I was just pushing still to a degree, not like I used to, but to a degree
mm-hmm.
where that pushing energy is just not going to happen.
Yeah.
Not
that
in alignment with that feminine
essence
of fertility, of holistic. So I think it's so awesome that you have come so full circle from the person you were to who you are now, because you understand totally where we're coming from. You do.
Oh, absolutely.
As a professional woman, you understand the perfectionism. You understand the needing control and all that kind of stuff, and understanding what is actually now necessary, that shift in energy and flow in order for that pregnancy to happen and to have a holistically healthy baby. So
yes indeed. And speaking of femininity, is like part of a feminine energy is like that intuitiveness, you know, like we kind of cut that off. I mean, men have intuitive, but that's their feminine side, and then we all have feminine energy, and we all have that ability to be incredibly intuitive. And I know so many women that are like, they were taught not to trust it. Like,
oh yeah. Yes.
You know,
yeah. Go hug Uncle So-and-so. And you're like, no, and they're like, no, go hug Uncle So-and-so. Don't be a bad girl. You know? Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And Uncle So-and-so ends up to be some sort of pedophile or something. You know what I mean? I'm just giving an example, but
no, but
yeah,
100%, you know, and just like, yeah. And we have these gut feelings and this intuition to do something or not to do something. And we're told not to listen to it, you know? And yeah. Or like you said, it's all about action and action and action. And I know plenty of doctors, you know, that are like, I know I shouldn't be doing this, you know, it's like, but I'm told not to listen to my intuition. That should go by science and go by, you know, this stuff. And it's like, you can have a beautiful combination of both, but really just being in touch with your feminine energy and that flow and that softness. And feminine energy, like masculine energy, is about action and out there, and feminine energy is about receiving. So you're receiving the sperm, you're receiving this energy. So, you know, being soft and fluid and receiving. And so when I do my Gen Touch Holistic Fertility Method and take them on this beautiful transformational journey, you know, femininity is definitely, you know, a part of the journey. But, you know, tapping into your insights, you know, let's tap into, I really honestly believe we all have the answers. We just may need a little help to unlock those answers, but just close, you know, quieting our minds and just tapping into our intuition and connecting with the divine and, you know, all our guides and angels, you know, that can help us, you know, and to be able to give things up to, you know, source and whatnot, so you're not having to feel all this responsibility to do it all yourself.
Yep, and that's how I used to feel. I used to, like, if people said, oh, it'll all work out, I'd get pissed. I'd get pissed off at them. You know, not not overtly, you know, it's like where they get pissed off. And secretly, I was saying to myself, dang, right, it's going to work out because I'm going to make it work out. You know, that's the kind of energy that I was, you know, controlling energy that I had, because heaven forbid, you know, it doesn't work out. And what does that mean, right? And then it's that switch to being able to do more, like you said, like receiving and allowing and let the universe help you. Oh, my God, what a concept. It's so much faster that way. Oh, my gosh, so much faster, more miraculous, more joyful, peaceful. Oh, my gosh, you mean when I don't control, it's faster? OMG, yeah. And yeah, so I think I want you to share step by step your you know, your wellness, you know, journey for your GenTouch holistic fertility method in a moment. But I wanted to just let people know that if you are tuning in live, I am now interviewing my good friend, Genevieve Siegel, who is an amazing holistic fertility empowerment expert, helping women and you know, the couples be able to get pregnant in a holistic way. And if you have a question for Genevieve live on the show, the number to call in is 818-514-1190. Hit 1 so we know your hand is up. 818-514-1190. And then if you have to be online listening, you can also type in a question on the chat as well. But Genevieve, maybe we can talk a little before we go into like that, you know, wellness journey of you know, what, how you take people through this transformational journey to become pregnant, if you will. Are there some like tools that, you know, women and couples can kind of connect with, or things that you suggest that would be good for them to get started with?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Lots and lots of tools. I always empower my clients with tools because, you know, we can do a lot together, but, you know, you get to do your work at home because we're a team. So there's lots of things that I can, you know, give them as tools. And one of them that is a nice practical thing is, I don't know if you've ever heard of castor oil packs.
I don't know too much about them. I know Edgar Cayce was a big fan of them. That's about all I know.
He's a huge, huge component of, I mean, a fan of castor oil packs. And so what it is it comes from a castor bean, and it's an oil that actually is a very much a, I say, a mover. It's a stimulator. It's so incredibly powerful. And how I use it is I help to release the congestion that might be in your reproductive or your abdominal area. And congestion mean it could be anything from old stuff in your feet, you know, in your intestines, like fecal matter in your intestines. It could be old coagulated blood in your uterus, because we have hormone receptors in our uterus. And so if there's tilted or prolapse, then there's old coagulated blood in there. And that's when it can come out as clots, but there's old coagulated blood in there. And so your hormone receptors in your uterus can't communicate, you know, what kind of hormones to send out if there's old coagulated blood. So we help to release that energy with the castor oil packs. And it can also break down scar tissue, and it's so incredibly powerful. So I always have my clients start off with castor oil pack and let that soak into the skin so it can break down, like I said, the congestion or inflammation. So many of us have inflammation. Women have a lot of can have a lot of phlegm if they eat a lot of dairy products, and inflammation if they eat, you know, gluteny things, depending on what they're allergic to. So it can help reduce inflammation. It can help with more blood flow getting to the area, but also help relieve the congestion that's in their abdominal and their digestive organs. So if they have...
Well, I did have a question around that, actually.
Yes.
I know that I bought some stuff and used it once or twice and thought, man, this is messy, and stopped. But I just didn't, you know, I didn't really read enough about it. So maybe I will you know, get that back out and try it. But what I had bought was two things, that the castor oil And so there were two options. One could be like this cotton sheet kind of thing, and another was more like the hospital type stuff with cotton on one side or whatever, artificial cotton, and then it's like plasticky on the other side so it didn't bleed through into your whatever clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would put a warm pack on top
yep.
of my abdomen and sit
yep.
there. And so is there a difference between, like, you know, using like cotton versus using like the hospital, you know, pads, whatever they're called, or is it just more important to have the heat over the castor oil, no matter how? But
well, my opinion.
Yeah,
is,
not your expert opinion.
I'm super super sensitive too to like touch and feel like very high K. So I prefer cotton flannel cloth, and I just can get it. And I provide all my clients with it when I, you know, first see them. It's cotton flannel because you want to make sure that the heat, you know, gets, you know, absorbs the heat so it soaks into your skin. So, and we've looked at all different types of ways of doing it, because plastic can have xenoestrogens in them, which we don't want them soaking into your skin because that can cause,
right.
you know, problems as well. So I actually use, it's a BPA PVC-free saran wrap, because like you said, it can be incredibly messy. It's just, you know, my clients won't do it. If it's a problem to use and it's messy, they won't do it. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to do the least toxic way of doing this. And so I do the the cotton flannel cloth, put the so I use a hot water bottle. I don't like to use microwavable stuff. I prefer people use a hot water bottle versus the energy of electricity. So I fill the hot water bottle, put the non-toxic saran wrap. It's called Natural Value. And then I put the cloth, the cotton flannel cloth on it, and then I pour the castor oil on it. Let it warm up because you don't want to put it on cold because that won't feel good. And then you put the cloth face down onto your, you know, lower abdominal area or where the congestion is. Usually I start with the pubic bone up. And then so when you lift it up, it's going to come with the plastic wrap. So it's the cloth, plastic wrap, and then you wrap your hot water bottle in a towel, and then you put it on your lower abdominal area. And depending on how much congestion you have, you poke around and you feel like a lot of hardness or a lot of lumpiness, then I would do it from anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes, but it, depending on the client, you know. So,
oh, I see. And you don't put the castor oil on their belly first.
It's on the cloth.
On the cloth.
So the cloth is
doing it wrong.
Well, people are like, can
maybe
I just,
that's why
on
it was
some...
leaking. Yeah.
And you don't need to like make it dripping wet. You just make it nice and like, you know, saturated, so it's not dripping, so it's not messy and dripping all over the place. But it's always a good idea to have a towel underneath you, and then like I said, wrap the hot water bottle in the towel so you don't get burned. But
right.
Yeah, I have a video that, you know, I can send out to people, and, you know, there's plenty of things online, but this is the way I do it. And I find it the most effective and the most less messy, and people.
Well, it can't hurt, you know, right? To even do it just for like, even just digestive health or uterine health,
yeah.
general well-being.
Blood flow.
I'll have to prepare next time I watch a movie to... Because I'm always up and about and moving around and, you know, doing stuff. So I was like, okay, if I'm sitting still and for a period of time and able to, like, lie there, you know, maybe I can –
yeah.
Well, maybe you would say don't do that because your thoughts need to be better or something during it. But that's the one time I'm actually sitting still. So
I used to tell people don't do that. I realized, I'm like, okay, I got to work with these people because some people, like, when you tell them don't do that, they'll do the opposite. Or it's just – too hard, you know, so much.
Or they just won't do
it,
right? Because they're like, well, it needs to be perfect and I can't be perfect doing it, so I'm just not going to do it.
Exactly. So I'm like, you know, I'm like, okay, do what you can, do the best you can, because, you know, do it while you're watching TV, that's great, but, you know, it's because you're going to do it.
Right, because you're just going to do it. Not ideal, but.
Yeah. And I still use it. I'm 54 and I don't even have a period anymore. And I still use it every day. I just keep things moving, flowing. You know, I've got some lumps and bumps that
that's
I
a great
to work
idea.
Out. And we all have, well, not, I shouldn't say we all have. Some of us still, I'm very super, super empathic. So I can be feeling other people's emotions and also their physical symptoms. So I just keep things moving and flowing with my castor oil pack. And then I do, which was my other thing that people can do. I show all my clients how to do a self-care massage, you know, and if, I have a specific way of doing it. It's the Arvigo techniques of my abdominal self-care massage, but just moving things around and getting things flowing without having to know the specifics is always useful for people to do, you know, without, you know, I will give them specific directions, but for now, you know, just, you know, after you do the castor oil pack, getting some oil and just massage clockwise, because that's peristalsis. That's your, you want to back yourself up. So, and it's
Is castor oil safe for, like, if you go to the massage therapist, or does it not really work for that because it's not slippery enough? I don't know too much about castor
oil. It's very, very viscous. You wouldn't want to, like, do it all over your body. It's very sticky.
Oh, okay.
And it can stain things. So that's another thing. Make sure you wear, you know, old stuff. If you're going to be, you know, going to sleep, you don't care that oil gets on it. I usually, like, do it. You can do it at night, which is nice because it's super relaxing. Like, I fall asleep with it all the time, which is not always, you know, great. But it can stain stuff. So you want to make sure you have oil towels or clothes that you don't care if it gets stained. So
okay. Well, here's a question about the hot water bottle. There's some that has liquid in them, and that you plug it into the wall to heat it up. So it's like an evergreen kind of water bottle. You don't have to place hot boiling water in it. Are those safe, and do you recommend those?
I have never heard of it. You plug in a hot water bottle?
Yeah, it looks exactly like a hot water bottle. And actually, a girlfriend of mine gave me one, and it was super handy when I was having my period because I like it hot. During that, and I can't. What's the name of the store? I can't remember the name of the store. Anyway, it's basically it plugs into the wall, and the electricity warms the gel or whatever's in it. And then
gel.
It gets to a particular. I think it's some sort of gel. Like, I can't imagine it being water, right? So I think it's some sort of liquid in there that's evergreen. So you can't drain it or anything. Like, it's like completely sealed system, but it looks exactly like a water bottle. And then you use it. And I just found it really handy because I noticed sometimes if I boiled water or had hot water, it wasn't either it wasn't hot enough or it was too hot, you know, and trying to get the right temperature.
You sound like Goldilocks.
Or whatever. Yeah, exactly. But I'll send you the link later if I can find it and what it looks like. And then let us know whether you feel that's just as good or energetically maybe it's not. I don't know.
Handy is good, and at the same time, energetically, like I said, hot water bottle, just because we're made out of a lot of water, it's just, I don't know, energetically feels so much better to me. And there's a hot water bottle that is fabulous because it's made out of natural rubber.
Oh, I need that. I need that link.
Yes. It's called Home Top, and you can get it on Amazon. And it's the most – and it has a metal thread, like the neck where you twist the top on. It has a metal one. So I always found that so this doesn't crack.
What's it called again?
Home Top, all one word, on Amazon. And so normally I would buy these CVS or Rite Aid hot water bottles, and they would crack and they would leak, and then you know, hot water would leak on my clients. So I found the most fabulous, and like I said, natural rubber. And the only thing, like I said, you have to use the non-toxic plastic wrap that's called Natural Value. Because
natural
if
value.
You get the oil, if you get the oil onto the natural rubber, it breaks it down because it's natural.
That makes sense.
So that's why you do the plastic saran wrap. It also, you know, keeps the heat in and whatnot, but it protects the heating unit, which is your hot water bottle. But you also wrap it in a towel, but still, you can still get oil on it. You know,
I see them on Amazon here, and they're Home Top Premium Classic Rubber Hot or Cold Water Bottle with Soft Fleece Cover. It's purple. The water bottle's purple. Everyone knows purple's my favorite color. So
I have a purple one myself.
Oh, that's great. Oh, what's great. Yeah, what great tools. This is awesome. Well, I would like you to spend a little bit of time maybe talking about the wellness journey, how, you know, people get, you know, from that place, where, you know, when they're feeling stressed and frustrated and, like, literally crazy, to that place where they feel calm and, like, in control, but not controlling. Calm and in control and confident, you know, that they can and will and are getting pregnant. So maybe walk us through that. What's that process?
All right. How does that work? So we start them off with, we get them looking at insight. I mean, just the power of insight, because like I said, women are very intuitive, and we really, if we can close, we can quiet our mind, you know, the power of meditation and, you know, breathing and visualization. So if we can quiet our mind and get that insight into not only, you know, are overwhelmed, like, why are we so overwhelmed with this, you know, desire to have a baby, and having frustration and the, you know, emotional roller coaster, like having that insight into that overwhelm, but insight into what is it that you need? You know, it's like, I think we really do know, if we can quiet our minds, we can really tap into our soul, we can tap into our first brain, our uterus, and really find out what is it that we need. Listen to that intuition, that gut feeling about what it is that we need. So I start them off with that. And then we go into awareness and just being, even just with my intake form, it's like this really comprehensive intake form. It's, you know, mind, body, spirit, and emotional. I touch on everything, and there's nothing that is TMI in this intake form, but it's for me, but I always say it's more so for my clients, because it's like, we don't realize, one, how amazing we are, but we also, like, you know, like, I look at, you know, it's like, you know, where are you emotionally? What is your best emotion? What is your worst emotion? And I don't like to, like, label them, but, like, you know, and when do you feel that, you know, and just the awareness of your body and awareness, are you connected to your body? It's like, I was so in my head all the time that I'm like, I was in my mind so disconnected from my body that I had to be, like, said, grinded massage before I could even feel it, you know. And that, you know, was a defense mechanism I did as a child, because I was, you know, being emotionally and sexually abused. So I, like, put this defense mechanism and just disconnected.
Oh, for
know?
Sure.
Yeah. So I bring them to awareness of all the things that are good, bad, ugly, and whatnot, and I provide them a nice safe space so they can, you know, be aware of it, and then the next step is express it. So some of us, like me as well, as a defense mechanism, I shut down my emotions, because I'm like, it's not safe to be emotional and vulnerable, so I completely shut it down. And so many of my clients, like I said, if they're in their masculine, or if they've been abused, or, you know, they do not express themselves. You know,
right.
You know, and that's also another feminine quality, being, you know, soft and vulnerable and expressive. And I provide them a nice safe space to, you know, master the art of radical self-expression, as I call it.
I love that. That's great.
Yes, and it's not just about, you know, verbal. You know, it's, you know, but I do want to talk a little bit about, you know, the verbal of, you know, like, you know, just being, you know, doing what your teachers say, do all these things, and we just don't ever speak out and say, no, this doesn't agree with me, you know, I don't like this, you know. And I think right now is a beautiful time, like, so many people are, you know, using their voice and speaking out what their truths are, you know, and it's just a beautiful time. And but I feel like so many of us are taught not to speak out and just to be the good girl and whatnot, and so we, all that energy gets stuck in our body. And so, and then there's other ways to express it. There's, you know, there's journaling, there's writing, there's dancing and singing. And so I, like, show them all different ways. I love and absolutely love to dance. And that
well,
is
we know
one
that,
way.
Or I know that.
And I religiously, no pun intended, go to my dance church and move stuff. And, like, I was just yesterday, like, crying through the whole entire dance, because I was feeling so much stuff.
So beautiful.
It was a beautiful
journey.
From the world. Yeah, it was just, I can be that open. And I'm like, okay, it's not my responsibility. So anyway, I allow my clients to then express themselves. So it's, you know, get them insight, awareness, and then radically self-express themselves and then decompress. Whoosh. Just, I like the R, the whoosh, just let go. Let it all go, you know, so they can just relax their mind, relax their spirit, relax their body.
I kind of feel so it right now.
yeah. And so they can just decompress from the world. And then they go into the inspire. And so it's funny because I first was inspired, like, is that a fire energy? But it's more about breath, like breathing. Now that you're decompressed, now you can breathe and fill your lungs and just fill yourself with all this beautiful, excuse me, you know, energy, because you're now nice and open from decompressing.
Right.
Yeah. And then you can take it a next step further and go into the release. And that's like mind, body, spirit, and emotional and physical, like just release all the negative thoughts, the limiting beliefs, release the, you know, congestion that's in your abdominal and your reproductive organs. And like I was saying before, sometimes we can hold emotions in our abdominal and our reproductive organs. So many of my fertility clients have digestive issues because they're super sensitive. And they're just taking on everybody's emotions and taking on everybody's physical sensations. And so I give them, you know, permission to release all of that, you know, whether, like I said, be through self-care massages or my massages, the Castrol Packs help release all of that. And I've had many people emote on my table, like crying or writing in pain. And I'm like, get it out, girl, you know. It's time to release that, you know, and
yeah.
And I realized in my own journey, I had this beautiful psycho-spiritual doctor, and he asked me, he's like, what would you be letting go of if you were already happy? And I'm like, what?
What a great what question.
I know, like, what would you have been, what would you be letting go of if you already happy? And I'm like, all this misery and pain and suffering, I can let that go? And he's like, yep. I'm like,
wow.
That's not my fate. I'm like, that's not my, you know, my life is about. I can let that go. He's like, yeah, it's a choice. I'm like, holy smokes. Wow, that was so empowering. Like, I have a choice. I don't have to hang on to this. Yes, I feel it because I'm super sensitive, but I don't have to hang on to it, you know, and take it on as my own. So,
that's huge for us highly sensitive people. Yeah, that step that you have in the inspire phase of your, you know, holistic fertility method, that release phase.
Yes.
Yeah.
Huge. Yeah, so, and then, like I said, the mental, the subconscious, you know, releasing that. And I just want to tell a brief story of one release. I did a trauma release on one of my clients. She was 46 years old, successful lawyer, successful husband, had a house, you know, just had a beautiful house and just successful all around. But she's like, she's 46, and she's like, Jenny, I just feel like the shoe is always going to drop. I'm going to lose my husband. He's going to die. I'm going to lose my job. And she's just had all this fear that she had. You know, and we discovered with a hypnotherapy and NLP session that when she was 6 years old, mind you, she was 46, when she was 6 years old, she had protected her mother from her stepfather. Her stepfather was going to abuse her mother, so she protected her mom. And so she still had that fear in her cellular level. So I did one trauma release around that one experience, so she... You don't have to relive it during this, you know, NLP, you know, session. It's beautiful because you remember the event, you remember the lessons, and then she let go of the emotional attachment to it and the feeling of it, and suddenly it was just a story. And she's like, she came back the next week. She's like, Genevieve, oh my God, I'm just more fluid in my vaginal area. And so confident at work. Like, I, like, you know, she's like, wow, that was so incredibly powerful. And I was like, oh my gosh, yay. You know,
wow,
like,
that's
hanging
good.
On that for 40 years, you know, like, wow. So yeah, that component of it, you know, releasing that is just so hugely powerful. And like, people don't realize, you know, the blocks that they have. Like, you know, I help them to realize things that they never even knew they needed, you know, because they needed to release that, you know, that was blocking her from being flowing. And, you know, so.
Well, let's keep going, because we have a few minutes left. We want to make sure we get through your whole wellness journey here.
Sorry, yeah, like, so.
Not at all. I love the story, so.
Yes.
So cool.
So then, I mean, go next in the inspire phase is we replenish, because so many of us like release, and I feel like there's this big gaping hole, so we need to replenish, you know, our hearts, our souls, our, you know, just, you know, get good stuff in there, you know, put good baby juju in there. And, you know, so you can put good thoughts in there. You know, our thoughts are, you know, huge component of how we feel and how, you know, how we are in the world. So replenish good thoughts and good things in our bodies, good food in our body, and then reconnect, and not reconnect just to our mind, body, spirit, and emotions, but to our partners. You know, I think during your fragility journey, it can be very, you know, stifled, and like, let's have sex on a schedule, and so we completely disconnect from our partners, and or if there's a blame thing going on, if there's, you know, there's 40% of the reason why people have fertility issues is because of the male factor, and so there could be a blame game going on, you know. And so reconnecting to our partners as well is really important. And then we go into the ignite phase. So let's light your fire, baby. get y'all nice and juiced up and connecting to that beautiful sexual energy. You know, so many of us are disconnected that we just don't really want to have sex, but we want to have sex because we want to have a baby. But we're so stressed out because of work or this fertility journey. It's like just not fun. It's just not, you know, just not fun. And so I help my clients to connect to that beautiful sexual energy that is so beautiful and powerful. And, you know, just having an orgasm and can just chill you out, you know, it's the serotonin levels are flowing. And then the femininity, which we talked about earlier, just that softening and receiving and fluidity. When we're in our feminine, we're doing all this other work, we're completely fluid, and all the fluid is going out. We have a nice menses that's not painful, because that's not normal. You know, it's nice fluid menses, and then we can get full fluidity, and we can pull. You know, we have a perfect alkaline, you know, vaginal area, and pull in the sperm, and everything is fluid. You're calm and open, receptive. And then we get to, because we've done all the things, we can increase our, what I call frequency, which is our fertility frequency. And we're vibrationally and, you know, energetically just vibrant and open and receptive and all these beautiful things. So then we end up being calm and confident and in control of our fertility journey.
Beautiful, 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 beautiful. Wow. So, yeah, so how do people connect with you? What is let's give them your website, I guess, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
New website.
And tell them what to do when they get there. And I'm here right now, and it's gorgeous. So congrats. It's gorgeous. It's wonderful.
Thank you. It's a new website, so yes. So they can either connect with me on my Connect. There's a page where they can connect with me and fill out the form to connect with me, or they can call me. There's a phone number at 619-865-6619, or they can email me. And like I said, they can do it through this page, or my email address is actually my old email address, which is jen@jentouchmassage.com. And I do have Facebook pages as well.
So I didn't give the URL yet, except people that are on the list, my mailing list, know it. But it's jentouchholisticfertility.com is the website. So Jen is spelled G G-E-N, such as gentle, mm-hmm. right? So Jen, G-E-N, touch.
And Genevieve.
And Genevieve, of course. And so that's how you spell it. So G-E-N-T-O-U-C-H, so Jen Touch, Holistic Fertility, so all one word, .com. Mm-hmm. And so when
Correct.
You get there, actually you have a freebie that you're getting
oh,
away.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
So tell us a little bit about the freebie, and then I'll just reiterate what we said about connecting with you.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, my freebie is a relaxation and fertility guided meditation. So like I was saying, if you can, you know, let go of all those thoughts and de-stress and, like, you know, be calm, you can, you know, get a lot of your own answers. So I have given a free relaxation and fertility guided meditation for people. If they just click on the link, it'll give them a way to get to a free guided meditation.
Okay, that sounds great. And so if you're on Genevieve's page, you'll actually see that right away, the Gen Touch Holistic Fertility page. You'll see the free relaxation and fertility guided meditation. And then if you're interested to learn more about her program, you can either connect with her on the contact page. You can also scroll down and check the actual Gen Touch Holistic Fertility method. There's an online program, and then there's a program with, you know, that's with Genevieve, right? Face-to-face,
yes.
In terms of holistic
yep.
telemedicine kind of stuff,
yep.
where you can do some personalized guidance as well, which is awesome. So lots of different choices.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's fantastic. Genevieve, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited that you were here. What an amazing service that you give to men and women around the world. This is incredible, and I love your new website.
Thank you. It was such a pleasure, Karen. I was so excited. Yes. Thank you so much. I love you very much.
I love you, too. I love you, too. Thanks, everyone, for joining in. Until next time, lots of love, and bye for now.
All right. Bye-bye.